Hello, and thank you for joining Small Town Sleuth Podcast with your host, Nikki. Today's episode is going to be about the unsolved murder of David Allen Gross. This case is from August 11th, 1977, so it's a 43-year-old case. Law enforcement are still working on trying to figure out some clues. Not much surfacing since his disappearance and death. Shortly after 1 a.m. on August 11th, 1977, Upper Mount Bethel Township patrolman Jack Nolf discovered the body of David Allen Gross, 21, at Arrow Island Lookout in the Delaware Water Gap Recreation Area. Gross was in a pool of blood under a tarpaulin in the rear of his locked 1975 Chevrolet Monza hatchback. Nolf, now police chief, not sure if he still is a police chief or not. Like I said, this happened 43 years ago. The only newer information that I found was from 1996, so he may or may not still be in the police force. He may or may not still be alive. However, he declined to speak about that day, and basically deferred to the state police, who have been handling the case since then. Gross's death was the most recent installment of the Lehigh Valley Crime Stoppers program. His death resulted from strangulation and a severe beating about the head and body, according to the autopsy report. Because there was no sign of a struggle at the scene, police suspect the murder may have happened somewhere else the day before. A rope, the kind used with pulleys on exercise equipment, was tied tightly around his neck. The body was fully clothed and the car keys were missing. No weapon was found at the site about 2 miles north of Portland. Gross had celebrated his 21st birthday with a big party at his family's home in Cresco 6 days before police discovered his body. Gross's mother, Patricia, said she and her husband, George, do not have any new information about the murder of their only child. She said, Canepa has been vigilantly following the case and keeps close contact with them. Even though their son's murder devastated their lives, Patricia Gross said she and her husband have tried to put it behind them and shy away from contact with the media. Gross worked as a carpenter in his father's contracting business in Mount Pocono. There's not very much involving this murder case, or him in general. However, if you have any information at all, you can still submit a tip via the Crime Stoppers website or by phone at 1-800-4-PA-TIPS. That basically concludes this episode. If there's any other information that I find involving his murder, I will add it to this episode. But as of right now, there's absolutely nothing. It's still an open case. It's just, there's really nothing for law enforcement or detectives to go on. So, until the next episode, keep on sleuthing.